It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome into it. It is 96.5 The Fan, starting off yet another week on a wonderful Monday. Well, wonderful is an overstatement. A good Monday. It's that chills in the air again.
Oh my, it was cold this morning, wasn't it? What the hell happened to Saturday's weather?
Golly,
what a beautiful day. Gotta get that back. Saturday was about as perfect a day as you could get, huh?
Mm. Brioche.
Up early, going out for a walk, watching the sun come up, 80 degrees.
Hitting Home Depot before anybody gets there.
I'll tell you what, man, that is the best when you get to the hardware store on a Saturday morning before 8 o'clock and nobody's there and you get it all to yourself and get all that mulch piled on your car and head on home.
Yeah. And then you're done by noon, take a nap.
See, that's the thing. Yeah, you're done. You get it all knocked out. You got your lawn mowed on Friday afternoon. Mac was so excited.
Absolutely.
Did your real dad get jealous knowing that kind of lurking in the background as we got to meet him on Friday night? Yeah.
He's like, wait, but Bob told you that? I would have told you that. Yeah, sorry, man. Ask Bob first.
Got to ask me first. We work the same hours now.
Exactly.
Nobody else has the intel of what to do when you work these hours,
yeah,
right?
I text Dad now. He ain't answering.
No.
You're like Andy from Toy Story. Dad was Woody. Now you got Buzz.
Now I got Buzz. Yep.
So long, partner.
To infinity, baby. Let's go.
You are a child's plaything. You are one sad, strange little man. That's good. Yeah. You're at the bottom of your shoe says Bob now.
Exactly.
It says Bob.
Yes, yes.
The hell? Only gone for a year. A lot changes. Wait till next year, Pops.
He told me to mow the lawn on Friday so I wouldn't have to do it on Saturday or Sunday. It's the best advice I received.
And I did it.
And you did it.
And
too.
I did do
Look
it.
At that.
Yes.
You actually took advice.
Yep. Listen.
And you know, acted on the advice.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good.
That's my boss, Bob, king of the slams. Dad, I got good news, I got bad news. One is, get effed. Two, Bob's a good guy. That's awesome. Now, did you guys have a good weekend, though?
It was. I mean, awesome. Friday was fun with the meet and greet at the casino, meeting the Royals players. Good crowd turned out for that. So that was a lot of fun, listening to Massey and Bono kind of talk about everything with the baseball team. That was a lot of fun. And then Saturday, we did a surprise birthday party for my friend Jeremy, who turned 50.
Was he surprised?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was really good.
What's
he had no idea.
If it's you.
If it's me, I don't
like
know.
Like, you'll turn 50 in, like, two and a half years.
2 years, yeah. 2 years from
will
April
you
now,
like
yeah.
that, or you kind of just be like, ah.
I don't know. I'm not a big celebrator of myself, you know? Yeah. I'd rather talk about other people and do all that kind of stuff, but, you
what
know.
What if it goes to 119th and all?
It's one of those things. 119th and all is happening, but if you want to do my party there, that's fine. I have no problem with that, but anyway, it was fun, so we did that on Saturday, and then, of course, I sent you guys the screenshots how to leave the party because the kids escaped, and we're chasing them around Life 360. He tried to locate these kids at 9 o'clock at night on a scooter.
Oh God.
What did I tell you guys? Wear protection,
yeah,
right? Yeah. Wear protection because your Saturday night now turns into tracking down your child on their scooter in the dark, trying to figure out as they're trying to figure out a way to get home. And so that was Saturday night.
Gotcha. Yeah. Like watching, which is weird how I'm going to compare these two. But, like, one, you can't get away with a lie anymore like you used to. Like, where are you going to? Just going to Cole's house. I'll be back in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right.
Nowadays, like, well, it says here on your your information that you're at 115th Bryan Street. Oh, yeah. Well, get your ass home.
I mean, because there's no more, like, if you turn that phone off, too, as a child, and you have that Life 360 on, you're in real trouble then.
That's like taking off your, like, house arrest bracelet.
Yeah, it kind of is, yeah, but you got to know where they are at all times,
you
right?
You can't tell.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Gotcha.
If you turn your phone off, then we don't know where your notifications are, right? And so if you keep your phone on, which you should do at all times when you're a child, because A, we're paying the bill, and B, we need to know where you are, if you turn that phone off, you're in a lot of trouble, right? You're in a lot of trouble. Mm. So they keep the phone on so you know where they are at all times.
Technology has changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, that's why, like, we all guilty of it. We watch, like, the serial killer documentaries. Like, mm-hmm. no way, like, you see a lot of that happening today because there's just too much going on. Like, there's too many cameras. Like,
yeah.
That dude that did the United Healthcare thing, that guy was found, like, 2 days later.
Well,
back in the day, I'd be like, what happened? Like, oh, yeah, there's a camera above the entrance. Like, now you just can't get away with it anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like, kids can't get away with lying. Like, it's just so, like, we talk about athletes too, like Jordan. Thank God he didn't grow up in like the
Jeter. Even what went on with Derek Jeter? He was like right at the end when you know phones started to become a thing. But no, you can't lie anymore. You can't hide. You can't sneak around anymore, and whatnot, because we know where you are at all times. I think what really did that in for me to realize kind of where we are now as a society was that Netflix documentary, Don't F with Cats. You know, once I saw that, I realized the entire world is watching your every single move, no matter what it is, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, that entire world is watching. And there will be internet sleuths that get on there and try to figure out everything that is potentially going on. So don't try to mess with things because you will be found out. So that's the message to the kiddos today. You got your phone on. We know exactly where you are at all times, which is fine. We should.
So
your kid.
Just took a scooter to her friend's house.
Yeah, well, she was at a party and then she was supposed to come home. Then she was going to go to somebody house and then somebody else's house. And all of that, of course, did not happen as, you know, as it always falls through. And so now it's like almost 9 o'clock at night and she's scooting around the neighborhood with a headlight on trying to figure out her way home. And I could tell she's going the wrong way because she's going south. She's supposed to be going north. So we figured out a way to get to her and got her, put her in the car, took her home.
Was it awkward?
No.
Okay.
I think she wanted to be found, quite honestly.
Good.
She was getting scared.
I think it was to that point of the night where it's like, okay,
I'm ready to be home.
Yeah, I'm ready to be home. I hope mom and dad find me. And, and we did, you know.
Yes, so of course.
We'll always find you. There's no sneaking around. We know everything.
Mm-hmm. I just missed that.
See everything.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You just missed that is what you said.
Yeah, I just missed that whole thing pretty much. Yep.
Yeah. It's also good for when my wife is driving and she's going 72 and a 70 and I can screenshot it and send it to her and tell her to slow down.
Oh, boy.
72. Whoa there, speed racer. Yeah.
Lead foot.
Yeah. Lay off
slow
again.
Down.
That's great.
But hey, I mean, good weekend though.
Yeah.
College basketball was chalk.
Yep.
Everybody's pissed.
Are they? Why? You got the four best teams in the country playing for the national championship. Yeah. That's great.
It was great games too, for the most part.
Well,
my balls.
Yeah. Duke blew them out. Didn't Duke win by 20?
That's true. Yeah, I guess
Tennessee game was over at halftime.
Yeah, Tennessee couldn't score. I mean, 15 points at halftime. I mean, my God, what a display!
Yeah, it's despicable.
That was awful. I mean, just that was a bad display for college basketball.
Lanier shoots again and misses. Lanier puts up another one and misses. And the announcer, if I'm Barnes, I'm getting him out and let him sit down and think.
Yeah, let him think about this for a minute.
I mean, they were what 3 of 24 at one point to start the game, or 3 of 20. Yeah. I mean, it was insanely gross.
16 from three.
Yeah, yeah. It's just as bad as you could potentially get. Get man,
I thought there was a good tweet. At least you knew it. You knew you weren't winning that game by halftime.
Yeah, that is true. But then they get close,
they
right?
At the end,
I think they were within 10, and I texted you. I'm like, oh my god, they're within 10.
Yeah.
If they end up winning this game, it will go down as one of the worst losses of all time. If you lose that game, right after being up what 25 points or whatever it was, it was almost a little bit like the KU North Carolina game where Billy Packer declared it over in the Final Four. KU was up by like 30, and then North Carolina came back and made it close. You can make these things close, so nothing is officially over. You cut it to 10 with about 5 minutes to go, and you're thinking, well, we got ourselves a game, and then it didn't turn out to be that way. But
yeah, I just didn't have enough offense. Yeah,
you got to the Elite Eight though.
No, it's exciting, just not the Final Four.
Yeah,
still yet to do that as a program, but it's okay.
Maybe one day.
One day. Squad goals, man. Squad goals.
Yep, exactly.
You're going to have to get a one seed, though, if you want to make the Final Four.
Yeah, I think that's
what college basketball wants. That's what they're going for. They just want all one seeds.
Which is fine. I mean, you got the four best teams in college basketball, right? Like, what are we missing by not having all four number one seeds there, right?
Maybe the anomaly of the effect. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, here we the only the second time in the history of the tournament it's ever happened.
Ever. And it's both in San Antonio, both on the April 5th and April 7th, which is really weird, right?
That's weird.
Well, yeah, because they play Saturday, get the Sunday off, and then Monday they
come
back.
Sometimes it falls on March 31st. You know, the dates are always different, you know. So the fact that it's in San Antonio on the same dates as the last time really four number ones played there, that should be good. I mean, that's what you want. If you're a casual basketball fan, which I think just about everybody is, you say you got the four best teams playing. I mean, I think every sport would love to have its four top teams playing in its semifinals and finals. So I think it's cool. Imagine having, you know, all the ones and twos available in the AFC and NFC championship game every year. I mean, that's kind of what you want. You want to see the best teams, the teams that, you know, did it all season long. So we got the four best teams in college basketball, right?
Well, the last few years, the number one and number two team in the AFC championship played? Or were the Chiefs weren't. They were the three or the four seed, weren't they?
But the Chiefs were what? Yeah, three or four last year.
Last year. But this before year, that, it'd be like 3 out of 4 years for AFC, I think.
Right.
With one and two played in
the
AFC?
Yeah, one and two. Yeah.
Okay.
That happens more often for sure. I'm glad. I mean, as a Tennessee fan, I was sad to see it happen, but also thinking about the tournament, Houston has the best chance to actually have a chance against Duke. Like, they have 6'8 to 6'10 wings who can move side to side and guard multiple positions, and they're athletic and they're strong. That's
the
prototype.
Duke's gonna win the national championship.
No, I get it. I get it. I think if they beat Houston, they are for sure winning the national championship.
Is that the national championship?
Oh,
it's not the national championship?
To me, I don't think
the real national championship is Bills versus Chiefs.
Yeah. But it's true. Sometimes you do get those matchups, right? Like, everybody wants to see that one. And I think what was interesting yesterday, listening to some of the announcers, and I agree with, because I've had the opportunity to be there on the Saturday and the Monday for the championship game, the Saturday night games are always the best. It's the best environment. Everybody's there. You got four schools. You can get into the Monday night game. That's 10 cents to get into to a Monday night national championship game, because half the schools are leaving. It's an arena or a dome that seats 60,000. You can sit in the upper deck for, you know, pennies on the dollar if you wanted to go to a game like that. But that Saturday night's going to be a lot of fun. You get the four best teams. Everybody's there. Everybody's having a good time. Everybody leaves Sunday. National championship game takes place Monday night at 10 o'clock at night.
Yes, yeah, seriously. Yep.
And the ball is tipped.
Right.
And
everyone's asleep. Yeah, it's so damn late. I mean, we moved it up a half hour. Great.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks so much. Starting that national championship game so late. So anyway, it's good. I'm glad. I mean, and really, you know, the NCAA tournament, I saw yesterday, what was it on CBS? This 11 upsets only in the NCAA tournament this year, the smallest number ever in the history of the tournament. I think we're kind of headed in that direction. We'll see how the NIL and everything kind of impacts the NCAA tournament moving forward. But I kind of think this is more than a trend. This is kind of, I think, going to be the new way of looking at things in the NCAA tournament because of the NIL. The big schools are going to load up. They're going to have the best players. They're going to have the most money. And gone are the days of slippery rocks sneaking in and making a little bit of 11 upsets. That's nothing, man. That's not a lot at all.
And one of those upsets was like probably a couple of nine seeds winning.
Exactly. Yeah, you get a couple of nines. I think a couple of 12s found their way in or something like that. But like
Creighton-Louisville was the first upset of the tournament. It was the first game of the tournament, and it's one of the 11.
It's one of the 11. So
you got it day one?
I guess the fact of the matter is when you're picking your brackets going forward, just pick all the favorites. Your chances are going to be pretty good, right?
Or listen to Jay Billis. What did he say? The winner of the SEC tournament would probably be the national champion. Who won the SEC tournament?
Florida.
Who's still in the national championship contention?
Florida. Okay.
Yeah. Who's the one seed?
Florida.
And what did Jay Billis say was going to happen in this tournament?
All 4 1 seeds.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I dogged him. He was great. He was right.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I'm going to dog classe on the other side. I'll tell you why I think it's dirty here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.